Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Knoxville School District Superintendent Cassie Pearson to talk about their Portrait of a Panther project.
You had a lot of people from all walks of life somehow connected in one way or another to the school district, and probably a lot of people putting in a lot of ideas, and took a while to sift through it all, didn't it?
It did. It was actually a really good activity. We've had some of our buildings have already gone through the activity. It was designed by an organization called Battelle for Kids, and they have been on this mission for several years trying to help define the 21st century learning skills for school districts across the nation. One of the things that we have found is our traditional content area is really not keeping up to date with the world around us. So things that used to be important for children and young adults to know for a job now can be Googled in a millisecond. And so having a different skill set to be successful in life is really really important. And so as a school district, we are needing to change our focus a little bit and make sure that we're also measuring the soft skills, if you will, those life skill areas, instead of just reading skills, math skills, science skills. And so one of the things that we have really put some time and effort into is defining which of the 21st century skills we feel would be most beneficial for our students to have a good understanding of, and to improve their skill set and have some feedback on how well they're doing. And we knew we needed to kind of narrow down. There are over 30 21st century skills. It's really hard to manage 30 of them. So figuring out a good solid way to get down to 5 or 6 that we can all agree on, that are kind of our priority areas, and go from there. And so that was really what our November 1st event was, is trying to take that list of 30 and narrow it down to 5 or 6, and it took us about 2.5 hours to do that.
Can you give us a thumbnail sketch of each element that you've settled on, and just an idea of what you're looking to instill in students?
Sure. So one of the first things that came to light with this group, and was a pretty easy conversation, to be honest, was the skill area around communication. And this is articulating thoughts and ideas effectively, you know, both verbally and in written form, body language as well. Being able to communicate well, we know, is critical for students and adults as well. So that was the first one that we came up with. And then the next one we talked about was critical thinking. And again, being able to problem solve and identify things that could be improved upon, finding solutions to things is another area that we want to make sure kids have a strong understanding and a strong skill set in. Personal responsibility also came up. And this one is talking about taking responsibility for one's own physical self, mental and emotional self, and intellectual self as well. Being able to know what areas a person is contributing positively to, and things that you might need to take responsibility for and to change. So that was another area. And then adaptability was the fourth area that we talked about. Learning from how things are working and making adjustments. And we know in our world today, you have to be flexible. It's not very likely that children will go into one career and have a job that they have for a lifetime. Most people will change jobs and even fields 6 or 7 times before they are able to retire. And so we know that kids need to be comfortable and being flexible and adaptable in life. The last one that we talked about was social skills. And this was kind of an all-encompassing title for us. It talked about understanding and respecting cultural differences and diversity, as well as being able to work effectively with people who have different ideas than one has. And so trying to kind of merge all of that together in a respectful way is where our social skills definition landed.
Some kids may not have the communication skills or really the ability to relate to others that they need. And part of what you're looking for, it looks like, is trying to get kids to understand that they need to have more focus and more interactivity with others.
Yes. And as we talk with the business world, we know that some of the things that people get fired over are the soft skills, you know, not being punctual, not being respectful or responsible, not being open to other people's ideas or being able to communicate or problem solve. So making sure that as a school district, we are educating children in those areas as well and giving them practice and understanding and stronger skills is really important to their adult working life as well.
Thanks to Cassie Pearson for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.